Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
You join us tonight at the CNG Stadium, of course, home of Harrogate Town Football Club. I'm here with the commercial director, Jed Maloney. Hello, Jed.
Good evening, Beth.
Now, tonight we are going to be talking about the youngsters of Harrogate Town. Many people will know the adult teams, but they all came from somewhere. They came from tiny tots on the football pitch. So what is there that Harrogate Town offers for those young'uns?
Well, we've a play development centre for boys and girls, and the age there runs from 7 all the way up to 15. We also have something that's called Wildcats. It's just for girls, but that is for girls who really have never played football before, and it's an introduction to football. And then at the other end, when they've developed through the Play Development Centre, we have a relationship with our local sixth form college where they can go on and do a BTEC in sports studies, which then enables them to go on to university or maybe over to America on a soccer scholarship. So it's almost really from cradle up to adulthood that they can play football at Harrogate Town now.
Hello, my name is Scarlett and I'm 9.
Hello, my name is Jane and I am 10.
Hello, my name is Sophie and I'm 10.
Hello, my name is Rebecca and I'm 8.
Hello, my name is Willow and I'm 10.
Hello, my name is Isabella and I'm 10.
And can you, any of you remember the first time you ever came to play here at the CNG Stadium at Harrogate Town?
It was a little bit like, I don't know if I was going to be like, if everybody was going to be better than me.
It was a little bit nervous, but then when you got onto the pitch, it was really fun and exciting because you might know some people there and it was really fun.
And what do you tend to do during training? What sort of games and skills do you practice?
Well, we do a lot of passing the ball.
We do a lot of dribbling and matches.
Yeah, we usually do a match every week.
At the end.
At the end, yeah.
I was playing and then I thought the ball went out and it didn't. And then I was just like, oh, come on, it's a goal kick, it's a goal kick. But then it wasn't and they played on and they let a goal in.
Do you think it's important to encourage youngsters to get into, well, I suppose all sports, but particularly here, football?
I really do, and ironically you should ask or say that because I was talking to a parent earlier on who was saying that her daughter, since she's come here, her schoolwork has improved dramatically.
Really?
So, you know, it just goes to show it's not just playing football, but there are other benefits as well alongside it.
Yeah, I think they're getting outside, they're having some physical exercise. It does a lot more for you than just tire your legs out, I suppose. We've come tonight, which is one of your training nights for the Summer League. What is the Summer League?
Well, we decided to introduce a Summer League because the winter's been so bad weather-wise. We thought it would be nice for the girls and the boys to play football in what is an absolutely glorious evening. Mm-hmm. So we introduced it last week. We started last week, and so far it's been brilliant. It's worked really, really well. And tonight we've got a mix of boys and girls again.
Hi, I'm Ruby Gibbs and I'm 10 years old. I'm from Harrogate.
Ruby joined us last year. Lovely girl, 10 years old. And we knew the first time we saw her that she had talent. And I'm pleased to say that she's progressed through our player development centres. She plays above her age. And she recently went for trials at the York Regional Talent Centre and has been offered a contract with them. So we're really, really proud of her.
I just got into York City, which is an amazing thing. And I train with Harrogate Town on a Friday. And I was playing for a other football team, but I'm going to have to stop seeing as though I got into York.
And how do you remember the very first time that you came to play football at Harrogate Town? Can you remember that far back?
Yeah, I can. Didn't go as well as I thought it would go. But
no, why did it not?
Because I got a bit upset the first time because I didn't really know anyone or I just wasn't familiar with anyone, so
it's a bit scary, isn't it, the first time you go and do something like that? But then obviously you've got well and truly into it and you're now moving on to even bigger and better things. What was the journey like going through that time?
Well, it was really good because it like I got to meet really nice people on the journey and it was just an amazing experience to now get into York and maybe get a future with football.
Well, Ruby, it's been an honour to talk to you. In 10 years' time, when you're playing for England, I'll remember we had this chat, yeah?
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Aidan and I am 8.
Hello, my name's Freddie and I'm 8.
Hello, my name's Alfie and I'm 7.
Hello, my name is Henry and I'm 7.
We don't actually go to Harrogate Town. We're at Green Hamerton.
But we play here every Monday, and we just try and enjoy ourselves playing matches and warming up.
And so what skills do you think you'll be learning tonight?
Probably passing, like in the World Cup, where they just do easy passes.
And will you be watching the World Cup this year?
Yes, we'll be watching it after the match. Yes. And at school, we've got, like, the World Cup charter and stuff.
Some holidays, they're not that far away. In fact, some schools may be about to finish. Others will finish sort of mid to end of July. There are some things on here at the CNG Stadium with Harrogate Town for looking after those kids over the summer holidays.
That's right. We run soccer camps on alternate weeks, on the 6 weeks through the summer, starting the back end of July. You'll find all the details on our website. But we've got soccer camps for 3 out of the 6 weeks. And whilst we concentrate on football, we also do other things as well, and they've been really, really successful as well.
So that also could alleviate parents sometimes, because
right.
The summer holidays are a long time to look after the kids. So what, they sort of drop them off and pick them up?
They do. They run Monday through Thursday. They can drop them off at 8:30 in the morning, and we have the facility whereby they can pick them up 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.